This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Memorial Weekend kickoff edition of What's on Your Mind. And we would love today to hear a story about a fallen hero in your family, in your circle, in your town, whatever that might be. You know what Memorial Day is about, don't you? It's about heroes that gave the ultimate sacrifice. Some gave all. A day on which those who died in active military service are remembered last Monday in May. So that's what it's all about. Memorial Day. And, of course, the reason for Memorial Day is just that, just to remember. So we love the opportunity to do that. And if you do have someone you'd like to honor, we're going to do this like we did it on Mother's Day, where I set up a hotline just for you to call these in. It's easier than you get on right away, and you get to leave your message, and we can get them on the air together as much as possible. If you have something else you're calling about and want to call and share a story with us live on the air, that's fine, too. We have this whole first hour wide open to do anything you'd like. But I know some people want to, if we get a long line of folks waiting to weigh in, which we often do, then there's a little bit of a wait. So this way you can get right in. That's 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay? Thank you so very much. And when you call that 855-200-1776 number, you press 2 to leave a message. And just say, I want to tell you a story about my Uncle Don, my grandfather, Harry, whoever, family members, townsfolks, whoever. You got a story about a loved one you lost or someone you know that served. We want to honor them today on What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. You can get your questions in for him right now, too, at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. But we welcome your Memorial Day tributes throughout the show. Tell us about a fallen hero. And we do have a prize. A prize for the best story. How do we define best story? Kevin, Todd, any suggestions on what's our criteria today?
Just a vote. You got to do a random drawing on that one because they're all going to be great stories, I would think.
True.
Random drawing.
It's like picking a favorite child, You
right,
can't just do that.
Maybe just make it fair.
Well, Scott doesn't, apparently.
He has a story.
Daughter going to Yale might be it. But
make us cry. Speaking of my daughter, Yale, do you know that I just saw a Facebook? My best thing about Facebook by far is Facebook memories. And what popped up today was her graduation from high school 3 years ago.
That's funny. Yeah. Mine did, too. So 7 years ago over mine popped up today, too. You're right. It's like, wow, has that been 7 years already?
And last week was our son Alex, who's already graduated from UND and now working. And, it's just amazing how quick it goes.
You guys have any tractors? Any stories of the ultimate sacrifice in your family as far as service goes?
Not in my family.
My Uncle John. My dad's oldest brother died at Guadalcanal.
Is that right?
Yeah. And they were all born in Canada. Yeah. And they all enlisted. My dad, my Uncle Ed, my Uncle John, a number of them were engineering graduates and enlisted in the U.S. service so that they could gain their citizenship that way through service. And that's how my dad became a U.S. citizen.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Love those stories. I'm blessed to have lots of family members that have served, but thankfully none lost in that service. So, while serving, but there are a lot are, and that's why Memorial Day is here. And I know Memorial Day becomes about picnics and trips to the lake and barbecues and all kinds of this stuff. But it's really about saying, hey, wait a minute, the freedom I enjoy, the things I love, everything, you know, like the lake and we don't have without people willing to die for our freedom. So it really is important to say thank you very much. Thank you very much. So a couple of ways you can do it. You can call us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can text Todd or I, 701-367-2054 for me, 701-226-8503 for Todd. And a couple things in the news we'll get to as we go throughout the program. The president yesterday, a true champion to farmers and ranchers. The $16 billion in trade aid announced. We've been telling you that this was coming. I mean, we asked Sonny Perdue when he was here about it. This ag secretary, we've been, you know, agitating with everybody we can get to listen, and it's there, and I think it's appropriate. The president did a great job announcing it yesterday. Also, big story last night broke on the Washington Post, and it's about the border wall situation. Here's the headline of the story. He always brings them up, is the quote. The quote is from Senator Kevin Cramer, who will join us next hour, and he's talking about Donald Trump bringing up Fisher Industries. So the subheadline says, Trump tries to steer border wall deal to North Dakota firm. Now, what it could say in this swamp article is Trump wants a border wall done. And he's tired of hearing excuses from people saying, oh, this deal. But you got a basic coup d'etat going on here because the president has had meetings. He has had phone calls with top core officials, and now they're whining to the Washington Post that the president's trying to interfere with the process. Good for him. And Senator Cramer had a great line, so I got a lot to read from that. But we'll get to all that after we get to your calls here. We're going to start in Hazleton, North Dakota. William's here. William, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up on what the other guy said and just relate that my great uncle was buried at Guadalcanal as well.
How about that?
So he was. He went over there and fought, and I've actually. Never been, but I'd like to go and take a look and see if I can find where his markings at.
Yeah, we've talked about that, too.
Have you? Yeah. Yep. That'd be a really, really special trip.
It's funny. I watch documentaries on Guadalcanal and Ken Burns' World War II thing. I'm always looking at all the troops at Guadalcanal going, I wonder which one might be my Uncle John, you know.
How old were you, William, when you found out about your uncle?
I was... told at a very young age that he had fought and died for our country over there. So I've known for quite a long time. But, you know, he was one of 15, my grandpa's brothers and sisters. So there was, but he was the only one, I think, that went over to the Philippines at that time.
Thanks for sharing the story. Appreciate that very much. Chris in Hannaford. Is it great or what to... be able to do this radio show. We go to Hazleton to Hannaford. And it's you can't make it up. I love this. I love this. Not that I don't like, you know, Bismarck and Fargo and Grand Forks and Minot, but I really love all the small towns of North Dakota, which really honestly make up most of the rest of the big towns anyway. So it's just a great place to live. Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted to say I had two great uncles, my grandfather's uncles that were Howard and George, who served in World War One, and they both lived and made it through. They were combat medics, and their units had suffered like a 70% attrition rate. One of them could never talk about it. The other one just tells the most salacious stories. And the other two individuals I'd like to recognize, Lance Koenig from Carrington, great family, the Koenig family. But Lance was a good friend of mine. We actually played darts the night before he had passed away the next day in Iraq. And just a great man, left behind amazing two daughters and a wife there in Fargo, and a good guy. The other soldier was Phil Brown, and he had passed away in Iraq as well, one of my fellow battle buddies. Both of them were in 2nd Platoon. I was in 1st while we were in Iraq. We were doing a trailblazer mission, doing route clearance in Iraq, and Phil Brown was just a great guy, great athletes in Jamestown there, and just really sad to see that they didn't get to live their lives out. But I know that when we do camping and fishing and all those wonderful barbecuing events we have, that if they were alive and here in America, still living out their freedom, they would be doing the same thing. So,
sure, absolutely. I just hope we remember. You are. You're right. We're honoring them and enjoying our freedoms as long as we're remembering that it wasn't free. You know, that's my only thing. I hope we do, especially on Memorial Day weekend. And thank you for your service too. How tough was it to, you know, you're playing darts with a buddy one night, and the next day you find out that he's killed. What was that like?
Well, I know a lot of guys. I've worked with a lot of guys in the military that have survivor guilt, and everybody goes through that. There's always survivor remorse. You always wish you could give your life up for theirs because you had a wife and kids. It's difficult.
No kidding. Tough darn deal. Chris, thanks for sharing the story. Exactly what we were hoping for today. Appreciate that very much. Chris in Hannaford, we're going to mark you down as being a top contender for that two-pack MyPillow. You know, the two-pack MyPillow special is on, so we thought we'd give away two pillows today. Yeah, darn right. More coming up on What's Up.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hey, it's Scott Hannon here. I read a great book recently. I'd love to tell you about it. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles. When I found out it was all about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. It's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon said it reads like Tom Sawyer, and I couldn't agree more. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle. A childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. Order online at Amazon. Makes a great gift for anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Piper's.com. That's Piper's.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All gave some, some gave all.
We are back on What's On Your Mind. Saluting fallen heroes that you know on What's On Your Mind. And one lucky caller, emailer, texter is going to have a two-pack. two-pack of My Pillows. What's on your mind? The two-pack special right now, by the way, is an incredible deal. The best ever offered. Radio or TV offers never, ever, ever had something this good. It's two-pack My Pillow Premiums. So this is the best of the best for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. We're giving away a pair of those, a two-pack, for somebody that shares the best story with us today about a fallen hero as we kick off Memorial Day weekend. Hopefully plant a few seeds with our fine listeners and family members to just take a little pause at some point this weekend to say, what I'm doing now, the freedom I have, is thanks to people willing to die for this freedom. I want to thank them. I want to send out a tribute. So it's a little thing we can do by offering up a couple of pillows to hear some great stories today. 800-506-9028, by the way, to get that deal. Graduation gifts, perfect. Wedding gifts, perfect. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. One other quick shout-out. I think this would have been, what, Wednesday night? Tuesday night. Tuesday night, did Energy Matters at the K-Fire Studios and headed up to Minot for our broadcast and farm credit services. Stopped at Dakota Farms Family Restaurant. You ever been there, Todd?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're one in Mandan, too. They serve rugby, too. I forget where else they're at. But, I mean, really, you know, they're Cloverdale. That's all you got to say. So I just usually say bacon. I just walk in, I say bacon. Anyway, go up there. You know,
the magic word, bacon.
But dinner time on the way to Minot. This very nice couple comes over. The gentleman worked for Great River Energy. His wife commuted. I'm not sure where she worked, but she, you know, they were both just very effusive in their praise for the program and how much it, you know, they appreciate what we do. And I mean, just on and on. I was embarrassed. It was just very, very sweet. And they were very nice. I don't recall their names. They did introduce themselves. But we go to leave. They paid for our meal. For crying out loud. Crystal and I were, you know, on the road. My helper, Crystal. And we're like, what? You can't believe it. So, yeah. Helper isn't probably the right term. She's a sales and marketing coordinator. I want to be professional here. Anyway, Crystal, the sales and marketing professional with me, and I had free dinner on this wonderful couple. So whoever you are, thank you very much. It was very kind of you. It was very nice. I wanted to make sure you knew about that. It was just amazing. Very, very, very sweet.
Safe to say she's your handler.
Yeah, she keeps me on the road. She drives a lot of the time. She's like, I can pound away in the laptop. She's keeping me on time.
Taking care of you is a full-time job for at least one person.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Anyway, that was we really appreciate that. Dean and Bismarck, what's on your mind today? Are you there, Dean?
Yes, sir.
What's on your mind there?
Thanks to all our veterans alive and past that died in service or later on died. Thank God for all of them. I grew up in a military family. But the main reason I called is with all the people traveling this weekend, with all the rain we've got, they need to turn their headlights on because us truck drivers and even in small cars cannot see you in the spray from our tires. If we need to change lanes, we're just going to end up running you over. These cars with auto headlights, half their taillights don't come on. They actually need to turn the lights on so people can see each other, so people don't die this weekend.
It's good advice, Dean, and I don't know why we have to repeat it over and over and over again. I think it's sort of emblematic, really, of you know, how we get in this country, because a lot of the vehicles are made where it's automatic. You don't have to turn your lights on. You don't turn them off like we had to for however many decades, right? Now we go numb. We just don't. Our minds are numb. We don't. I mean, come on. Learn how to run your lights. Turn them on when conditions warrant. And you're safe having them on versus in peril without them. So it's something you ought to pay a little attention to. So
yeah, glad
you
reminded me. And people also complain about laws. You know, Indiana has a stupid motorist law. The terrain, your wiper's on, your headlights must be on, or you get ticketed. You know, so, I mean, if people don't want laws coming up here like that in North Dakota, I mean, learn to drive and be safe and turn some lights on so people can see you.
Makes sense, Dean. Thanks for the reminder. Mike in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hey, I wanted to, first of all, thank Chris from Hannaford for remembering Phil Brown and Lance and all the other North Dakota National Guard soldiers who lost their life. It was great to hear him, and those families still need our continued prayers. One of the other things that I wanted to bring up is something that you don't hear about too much around here, and that is my great-grandfather fought in the Civil War, and he was shot twice in the leg at Antietam, taken prisoner, and later exchanged on a prisoner of war exchange. He was a sharpshooter with the 1st Minnesota Regiment, the 2nd Company of Sharpshooters out of Northfield, Minnesota. But when he came back, he later got married, moved to Park River and homesteaded, and he's buried up at the Park Center Church in Park River. Died in 1910, but he had nerve damage in his leg, didn't lose his leg, but had 2 bullets in that leg. And I just think a lot of times we don't remember the Civil War veterans because there wasn't very many. We weren't a state at the time. But there are some. There are some around. So I just want to thank my great-grandfather, Andrew Lockram, for what he did in the Civil War.
I am so glad that we are able to remember someone as far back as the Civil War, and that you have the level of knowledge you do about your relative there. Mike, thanks so much. By the way, I'm going to out him, but this is General Mike Haugen, a heck of a patriot who has led as commander of North Dakota's National Guard a whole lot of heroes, so we appreciate his service and the service of all those folks that keep us free. Remember them. Remember them. Thank you, Mike. Good to hear from you. Jim and Dickinson, you're up. What's on your mind?
Yes, my name is Tim.
Oh, Tim. Go ahead, Tim.
My dad was in the Korean War. He was drafted, and he was the last boy of the family on a farm in Iowa. And my grandma told me this. They fought military because he was the last son of the family, and he made it home, but he was a truck driver in the Korean War. That's all I really know much about my dad in the Korean War. He didn't talk about it much, so we don't hear much about the Korean War.
We sure don't. I one of my favorite memorials in D.C. is the Korean War Memorial, and what I like most about it is whoever did it has a level of detail in the faces of those soldiers that is just phenomenal. It really is. It's not far from the Vietnam Memorial, off the Lincoln Memorial area there, but it's one to see. But I'm glad you remember, Jim. Thank you so much. We're doing pretty good here. We're Civil War, Korean War. We did World War II. We got the war in Iraq. So a lot of heroes remembered. We'll take more. 800-228-0550.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Ferrinelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there. Just in the community itself, they've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump directs intelligence agencies to fully cooperate with the Justice Department investigation into the origins of the special counsel's Russia probe. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump issuing an executive order granting Attorney General Bill Barr authority to declassify documents related to spying on the 2016 Trump presidential campaign. Now, the president wants to make sure all Americans learn the truth as to what went on during the last election cycle.
British Prime Minister Theresa May says it's in the best interest of her country for a new prime minister to lead the effort to leave the European Union, saying this morning she's done all she can and she'll resign on the 7th of June. Her term's been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan that Parliament would okay. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
It's really easy to get caught up in the celebration of it when it's more of a remembrance.
It's just a day that we have to reflect. Nothing is free. We earn for it. People pay the higher price than we did, and we have to take it, you know, be thankful for what we have.
In order to be able to serve up to the ones who have given the ultimate sacrifice, which is their lives, I think, honestly, every day should be Memorial Day because we can't really pay back the sacrifices some people have made.
They use their lives for us every day.
We should remember what they've done for the country and honor them for their sacrifices that they've made, the ones that have made it back and the ones that haven't.
I'd like to thank all the men and the women for their services in the Army or any other military force, but most especially for their sacrifices.
We are back on What's on Your Mind, and you know, a lot of wars over the years were fought over what? Protecting oil. I don't think if there was a threat of oil disruption that Iraq would have happened the way it did. Partially, yes, it was to take a bad actor down in that part of the world, but given what, you know, lighting wells on fire and everything else, and you know what is one way to eliminate the need to take those on? American energy independence. And guess what? We have it. Thanks to oil and natural gas from North Dakota strengthening all of America through an abundance of talents, innovation, technology, energy responsibly produced here translates to worldwide economic stability. Producers, communities working together, securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. It's all happening right now with the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. We're saluting fallen heroes today. If you have someone in your family, someone you know, give them a shout-out today on the program. Two-pack MyPillow to our lucky winner. You can call 855-200-1776. Press extension 2. No wait. Tell us the story. Okay? You can call us at 701-258-0550. Back to the phones in a minute. As I mentioned earlier, Donald Trump yesterday in a pretty extraordinary press conference in the Roosevelt Room for a lot of reasons, but mainly because he was flanked by farmers and ranchers from all across the country. And here's some of what he said to folks.
So our nation will always be proud of the unmatched grit and faith and skill of the American farmer. It's my honor to do what we did. I want to thank Sonny Perdue and all of the people that worked so hard on getting this done. It's being implemented right now. Billions of dollars is already flowing into our treasury that we never saw before. We never saw 10 cents from China. China didn't give us anything. Now they're giving us billions, and some of that money is going to go to the farmers to help them out during a period where trade has been very unfair to them.
This person spent a lot of time yesterday, a lot of time, saluting farmers, thanking
and
farmers.
And I said, you know what we'll do? We're going to do a subsidy program. We're going to help you. And one of the farmers looked at me and said, we don't want subsidy, sir. I said, what are you talking about? You don't want subsidy? Everybody is asking me for subsidy. Everybody, Sonny, is asking us for money. They don't care what you call it. They all want money. And they didn't want money. He said, just give us a flat table. Just give us a level playing field. He said, we don't want any handouts. We don't want subsidies. We don't want anything, sir. Just give us a level playing field. And I said, I can't believe you're saying it. Literally, I've been with so many different groups, and if I said I'm going to give you subsidy or I'm going to give you money, they jump. They're so happy. Your people did not want it. They don't want it because nobody can compete with us. Nobody has the equipment we have. Nobody has the skill we have. And I would say nobody has the soil and land we have. Wouldn't you say that? So we're giving them a level playing field. And we're helping out a little bit during a time of trade. I don't want to say war because I don't think it's a war. It's a war. If it's a war, we're winning it very big. But we're taking in a lot of money. We're going to help out our farmers. And we're giving them that level playing field that's so important. So I want to thank all of the farmers for being with us. And I want to thank our great congressmen and senators.
I tell you what, if I was, you know, in the farming and ranching world, and I hear the President of the United States have that level of affection for what I'm going through and talking about how great farmers are, I would just swell with pride. I mean, it would be impossible not to. I think it's great. We have more cuts from that. We also have this bombshell story from the Washington Post. Well, they think it's a bombshell. I think it's fantastic. Senator Kramer's a part of that, and he's going to join us next hour, so we'll be talking about that, too. First-time callers go to the front of the line, too. I meant to mention that. We do that every Friday. So if you're a first-time caller, let Daniel know that when you call at 800-228-0550. Bernie in Bismarck has a shout-out for a fallen hero. What's on your mind, Bernie?
I lost an uncle in the Korean War, and about 15 years ago, my dad and two of his sisters were asked by the Army to give DNA because they had found a mass grave, and through the DNA testing, they did find my uncle, and the Army was going to ship him back and give him military honors here, but the family decided it was so many years to just let him rest in peace. And that's my story.
It's a good story. It really is amazing. Do you think of that often? Does Memorial Day make that come a little more prevalent?
All the time. Yep.
Yeah, that's incredible. That really is. Where is he buried?
He was in North Korea. I have no idea where, but I do know that they did find a mass grave. They did find his bones through DNA, and you know, I think of it all the time because when he went over to Korea, I was about 4 or 5 years old, and I remember seeing him once. So he's kind of a special, especially after I found out that they did find his bones.
Now the remains have not been brought back yet, then?
No. The family decided to leave him there because it was too long, and they decided to just let him rest in peace.
Wow, is that right? Wow. Pretty amazing, Bernie. Thank you for sharing that story.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Let's remember those heroes, folks. Let's remember those heroes. That's what this weekend is all about. It really is. I think Veterans Day, Memorial Day, July 4th, should be mandatory school. You must be in school. You know, if you're a taxpayer-funded entity, public institution, and the curriculum that day ought to be hearing the stories firsthand. I really think that. Let me just tell you a little bit about this story before I get back to the phones, because I saw this last night. It broke last night. Okay, so to recap, Tommy Fisher, you heard on the program. Was that yesterday? I forget what day we did. We had Tommy on.
Wednesday.
Was it Wednesday? Okay.
Yep,
so, Wednesday. So Tommy Fisher and the Fisher Industries crew is building. Now, they wouldn't tell us where they were building because it is a private job, and they don't want a lot of attention down there. They just want to get the job done, right, and it's on private land. So it isn't like it's the federal government that can protect it or whatever. The word is out now on where it is. It's in New Mexico, and the Washington Post had all kinds of pictures about it yesterday. And an article about it. You know, pretty phenomenal. Now, the article was all about, I'm going to read you the article, but the article is basically trying to be, a bombshell piece that the president is interfering with the procurement and messing with it with the Corps of Engineers and others and trying to get a wall built. Here's the story. President Trump has personally and repeatedly urged the head of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to award a border wall contract to a North Dakota construction firm whose top executive is a GOP donor and frequent guest on Fox News, according to four administration officials. This thing is chock full of fake news, so I'm not even going to go into all the fake news. I'll deal with that a little later on with Kevin. Oh. But it's chock full of fake news. I know this because the president, I mean, I brought up Fisher Industries directly to him and a letter from Senator Cramer, and he's like, check this out, check this out. He isn't saying hire these guys. He's saying, look, if they can do what they say they can do, why would we put them in the mix? He's trying to get the deal done.
And he never knew about any of it till it all came around from you and Kevin Cramer and
but again,
the crew.
I you know, what everybody has said is, here's a company that can do it. The Corps not doing it. What's going on?
Yeah, bring a better plan.
Right, but what the article says is that he personally and repeatedly urged the Corps to award the wall contract. Like, hey, give it to them, give it to them. You're not, so that's fake news. Anyway, in phone calls, White House meetings, and conversations aboard Air Force One during the past several months, Trump has aggressively pushed Dickinson, North Dakota-based Fisher Industries to Department of Homeland Security leaders and Lieutenant General Todd Semonite, the commanding general of the Army Corps, according to administration officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss sensitive internal discussions. Yes, the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. The push for a specific company has alarmed military commanders and DHS officials. You know why it's alarmed them, ladies and gentlemen? It's alarmed them because it's called accountability. It's alarmed them because their little cushy deals they have with former Corps officials and other places are getting exposed. It's alarmed them because the incompetence of not being able to build a wall on time. What did we just hear the other day? This is what prompted all of this on Wednesday morning. $1.4 billion had built 1.8 miles of wall, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just ridiculous.
Can you even say miles?
Exactly.
When you say 1.8, it's not even, doesn't even qualify as plural.
Semonite was summoned to the White House again Thursday after the president's aides told Pentagon officials, including General Mark Milley, the Army Chief of Staff, that the president wanted to discuss the border barrier. Again, the president is the president. He wants the border protected. He's promised in his campaign and since his president that he wanted protected. Why shouldn't he be calling people there to saying, are you doing this? Are you getting it done? If they were worth it, if they were, you know, had nothing to worry about and it was being done, why would he need to call? So more on the article coming up, but it's pretty extraordinary. I have it posted on our Facebook page. Clip of the show, Tommy Fisher's comment from Wednesday's show with Steve Halstrom and the Needle Morning Show is in the article as well. So it's amazing what's going on here. We've been following this story for a long time. I know a lot of folks were interested in it, so I wanted to make sure you knew about that story. Mark is a first-time caller. Mark, glad to have you. What's on your mind?
I've been wanting to call, but wanted to give a shout-out. I lost three friends over in the Beirut bombing in 1983. I was stationed in Capitol Hill, North Carolina. And three of my friends lost their lives over in Beirut.
Were they Marines?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Are you a Marine, Mark?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. Semper Fi. What are your friends' names?
I can't remember their names. I was hoping you weren't going to ask me that because I can't remember their names. But one was Rodriguez. He was one of my guides in boot camp.
Wow.
I don't remember the names of the other ones. It's been 35 years, so I'm kind of don't know that.
Were they with you in North Carolina before they deployed over there?
No, they were in boot camp in San Diego.
Oh, that's how you know from boot camp. Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
So you. Hang on. We're gonna finish this on the other side of the break. Don't ever forget Beirut, ladies and gentlemen. That was one of the worst of the worst. More after this.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
For a few years, you heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now, 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hello, I'm Jim from ndflagpoleguy.com. Spring 2019 brings a new opportunity to shine a light on liberty. We install American-made flagpoles, flags that honor veterans, and all American-made flagpole accessories. We are out to make sure every business in North Dakota and the surrounding area has a flagpole. Check out our website at ndflagpoleguy.com for anything you need, or call me, 701-571-FLAG. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Again, if you look, go back 20 years, the farms have come down, the prices have been coming down for many, many years, long before I ever thought about doing this. So we're going to be very successful. But in the meantime, they have been attacked. The farmers have been attacked by China. And all I'm doing is helping them get that beautiful, flat, nice, level playing field, right? Okay?
Does anybody in the farm and ranch world not hear that level of passion? Know how hard he's fighting on these trade deals? And by the way, the USMCA deal is done. It actually is a bigger deal for North Dakota, Western Minnesota, and South Dakota than the China deal. The China deal is big, obviously, in the soybean world and with hogs, but there are more folks that benefit from the USMCA in this new deal, and it's done. And Nancy Pelosi's too busy looking like the Tin Man on Wizard of Oz with her, did you see that? What's with the hands? It's the Tin Man. All I could think was the Tin Man with the arms and the whole, you know, I don't know what's going on there. And then she says the president needs an intervention from his family.
Between that and trying to keep her teeth in.
Yeah, she's praying for him, though. I like that. I'd love to think that's a sincere shout-out of a prayer, but I'm not so sure. Sort of like the time I darn near lost my lunch when the woman walked into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. I thought, here is the champion of ending innocent life, and she goes in like she's royalty to, you know, a Catholic church and professes to be Catholic, and you can't be a political leader, Catholic, and pro-abortion. You can, but you're not exactly, you know, right with the world, if you know what I'm saying. Anyway, so glad the president did what he did for our farmers, and there's more of it. We'll talk about it with Senator Kramer coming up next hour, too, in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. You know, the Brown Retirement Farm Machinery Auction is coming up in Millerton, North Dakota. But if you can make it to Millerton on June 18th, you can go to Pipers.com. There's a pre-bid webcast on the 11th of June, and the webcast opening is on the 18th. You can do it all online. A lot of folks are doing the online bidding now. The same thing with the Auction Center of North America Summer Machinery Auction, which is going to be out in Steele, beautiful location, July 18th. And the construction equipment auction and ag equipment auction in Bowman that's happening as well a little later on this fall. All of those online right now at Pipers.com. Get all the details. Call them for a catalog, 877-700-4099. Let's get to some calls. Mark is standing by here. He was telling us a story earlier about three friends that he met in boot camp that he lost as engineers over in Beirut, Lebanon. People forget about Beirut, but when you have terrorists targeting Marines in a camp, that's terrorism in 1983 that was a precursor to what came in 93 at the World Trade Center bombing in 2001, wasn't it, Mark?
Yes, it was. Scott, I just wanted to say, you know, they put us on standby when I was in the Lejeune. We were supposed to go over there, but we didn't end up going. And I just wanted to say, I can't imagine what the kids, these young guys that went to Vietnam felt, because I'm not going to lie to you, when they secured our liberty and said we might be going over there, I was scared. I was just 4 months out of boot camp, and it was something I couldn't believe when it happened.
Well, thanks for remembering your buddies from boot camp and coming back with those flood of memories and knowing that they were among that awful day, American history.
Now, a lot of people forget about Beirut, but it's something that happened, and it's I'll never forget it as long as I live.
Can't forget it.
Appreciate your time, Scott.
Thank you. In fact, I think I want to talk about them tomorrow. I'm speaking at Riverside Cemetery, 11 o'clock tomorrow in Fargo. Find a ceremony, by the way. They're all over the place. There's probably a half a dozen in the Fargo-Moorhead Metro, you know, Harwood and I don't want to start mentioning, you know, Dilworth. They're all over. So, you know, you can find them. But find one. Take that in. And I just got a little inspiration.
Nothing like right seeing there. Those flags go up.
Exactly right. John in Pembina, North Dakota. Go ahead.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Well, it's Memorial Day, and you were asking people to call in. And I'm not sure you've had one since the Vietnam War yet, but I had a brother that he's about 18 years older than I was. And he went to Vietnam, and he was killed there, so it's a good day to remember him. I remember him all the time, though. So,
I'll bet you do. Well, how old were you, John, when he died?
3. I know that kind of dates me now, but
wow, I was 3 years old. So, yeah, I don't imagine you remember that young hearing about it, but you probably did a few years down the road, right?
Yeah, I mean, my parents always, you know, they would mention him often, and I was there for the funeral, and I actually remember it even that young. So,
do you really? Wow. That's incredible. What's his name?
Is James Mitchell Stanley. He's on section 13 of the Vietnam Memorial, about halfway down on the wall there.
All right, folks, write that down next time you're going there. Stanley's the last name you said.
Yep, James Mitchell Stanley.
Section 13 of the Vietnam Wall. No, we haven't had a Vietnam call yet today, John, so I appreciate you calling and sharing that. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, you guys are awesome. I've been listening to you for a while, and I'd like to give a shout out to President Trump. I'm really behind him. And since I've got kids that are just emerging, starting out on their own, I would hug the man if I had a chance.
No kidding. Big old bear hug. He'd love it, too. He'd absolutely love it. You know, the funny thing is, I've had the distinct pleasure of being with the president a couple of times, you know, like for our interview where it's not like in public or whatever. And same thing in Bismarck when he came in there, and also Fargo one time. So three times, I guess, with the president. And it's just he's like a grandfatherly type. It's so different than what you see on TV. He's a great man. Thanks, John.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture.
And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. You know, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.